The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Every night during the 2014 Winter Olympics in Russia, in Sochi, Dr. R waited for delivery of the list. The list contained the name of Russian athletes so elite and on the top of their sport that they had to cheat by taking steroids. And just after midnight, a secret signal told Dr. R it was time to go to room 124. Secret room built by the Russians attached to room 125, the gold room. Not where the Olympic gold medals were stored. This was a liquid gold storage room. This was the Olympics urine sample lab. So once Dr. R was in place, another Russian official in the gold room passed urine samples through a secret hole in the wall. He obviously had to be good aim, but once he calibrated, steady stream of urine, this is a sample, mind you, flowed through the wall into to the other room to Dr. R. Then, because these were special Swiss-engineered urine sample bottles, Dr. R passed them to a Russian FSB officer who whisked them to a secret building nearby where the tamper-proof bottle caps were completely tampered with. A few hours later, the bottles were returned to Dr. R with the caps magically loosened. Now Dr. R got to work and emptied the bottles. He cleaned them, replaced them with non-steroid urine, and the bottles were slipped back through the hole in the wall to room 25. I mean, this is crazy. Vladimir Putin was behind this. I mean, they were cool with this. It was a way for him to have his cake and eat it, too, hosting the Olympics and winning 33 medals, a third of which were won by Russian athletes who were part of this elaborate doping program where you're peeing through the wall. All fun and games until the whistleblowers show up, one of whom was Dr. R. He blew the tamper-proof lid off of Russia's doping scheme. And yesterday, for the first time in its history, the International Olympic Committee banned Russia from participating in the 2018 Games in South Korea. Putin says, what a surprise, U.S. conspiracy in retaliation for alleged Russian interference in our election. Yeah, I don't think America cares that much about the Winter Olympics, Vlad. I mean, I just don't. If I were in the Olympic committee, I would look into joining the witness protection program, however, like Dr. R already has. He is currently living in an undisclosed location here in the U.S. If you have to go into a witness protection program because you helped Vladimir Putin's people pee through a wall, what won't this guy kill you for?
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all-day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.